wonder what a sailor could have tied those knots. But my, I hadn't realized old Teresa is as cunning as she's loyal.
Yes. We really thought the police would never see through it.
The police haven't. And if you choose to disappear in the next 24 hours, I'll promise not to hinder you.
Now I see.
But what then? Won't it all come out?
Certainly it'll all come out.
That is unavoidable, Captain.
No. Oh, no. I'm only a sailor, but I know some law. That would mean Mary taken in as an accomplice. Well, you can do what you like with me, but I won't see her in court.
Good man indeed.
Yes, here is a hero for one of your sensational stories, Watson.
And a lady of perfect heroine.
Hmm. You simply had her in the wrong novel.
So it would seem.
What is this? Some game?
No. An instructive, even classical demonstration.
Of what?
Of British justice.
You, Croker, and your lady, and I too, who have given the police only the vaguest hints and suggestions, we are all on trial. Watson here is the jury, and I never met a man more eminently fitted to represent one.
Thank you, Holmes.
So, gentlemen of the jury, what is your verdict?
Not guilty, my lord.
Does this mean that
you are acquitted, Captain Croker?
How can I thank you? Mr. Holmes, how can Mary and I ever thank you?
Say no more, Captain. So long as the law does not find some other innocent victim, you are safe from me. I suggest you return to the lady in, shall we say, a year? And may her future and yours justify Watson's pronouncement this night.
In The Abbey Grange, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Penny Downey as Lady Brackenstall, Christopher Scott as Jack Croker, and Andrew Wincott as Inspector Hopkins. Teresa was played by Kate Binchy, Sir Eustace by Steve Hodson, and the three Randalls by Philip Anthony, Nicholas Murchie, and Julian Ryan Tutt. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Abbey Grange was dramatized for radio by Robert Forrest and directed by Patrick Rayner.